This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Hey, I did some talks this spring. Yeah, more than one. I'm not making it up. I did three talks, all out in my favorite home county, Cochise. Yeah, I felt like I was on tour because at one point I spoke 2 days in a row, an afternoon talk in Sierra Vista for the Cochise County Master Gardeners, and the next day an evening talk in Wilcox. Yeah. Wilcox. No way, you say, but yeah, Wilcox. There's intelligent life forms in Wilcox. There really are. But yeah, my talk was for a group called Road Scholar. The former Elder Hostel organization is Road Scholar. Road is spelled R-O-A-D. Cute, huh? So adults of all ages on educational tours, right? And so I spoke to folks from all over who had opted to see the wonders of Cochise County, and there are many. And Wilcox just happens to be in a perfect location to shoot out of, to hit the Chiricahuas, to hit the Galeros, to go to the Dragoons. It's just amazing. But there's not a whole lot to hang out in Wilcox for. I mean, oh, there's a lot of wine tasting now available in Wilcox. Woo! But I did kill some time before my Wilcox talk, glassing ducks and shorebirds at the Wilcox treatment ponds, and I so recommend those ponds for birding if you're ever there. Pretty easy to find. Anyway, I did two of those talks in Wilcox, and what I do is I show pictures and talk. No graphs, no charts, just pictures, and yes, it's PowerPoint. I was a reluctant convert years ago, but I had to do it because once I drove to Ruidoso, New Mexico to give a talk with 120 slides in my little carousel rack, and at this hotel conference center, no one could find a carousel projector. Time to go digital, Mr. Mosquiti, and I did. And rather than convert favorite 35mm slides to digital, which was taking forever, I sold a couple guns I never shot, and I just bought a nice digital camera with that money. And so, yay! So I did three Petey Mosquiti PowerPoints over a couple weeks, and by the way, that's enough for a while. But I show photos and jabber, and one picture I had in all three of those presentations, yeah, I change them each time I have to, but in one picture showed up in all the presentations, and it was a yucca on a rocky slope of the Dragoon Mountains. And I love the photo because darn near every plant seen in the picture are plants I've grown or friends have grown, and so all the wild plants in the photo can be found in nurseries. Wild plants in nurseries! Stop the presses, Petey! Wild plants were seen in nurseries! Yes. So, the featured plant in the photo I learned is Yucca thornberi, and then Yucca baccata thornberi, and now I think it's just simply Yucca baccata. And it's not rare, it's not unusual, and really it is the predominant yucca around you and me, it's true. So all around that yucca were other cool plants, little leaf sumac, Rhus microphylla, laden in fruit as I speak, and that fruit is going to turn fire engine red as summer progresses. The fruit like that on some other Rhus's makes a great sun tea. Oh, yeah. Nolina texana is in that photo, Texas beargrass. It loves the limestone slopes, the Dragoons and the Mule Mountains. In the photo is the beautiful, beautiful primrose-like flower called sundrops, but I like the genus name, Calilophus. And then there's Dahlia formosa in the photo, that little woody dahlia with the beautiful rose-colored flowers, each one having one yellow petal, pea flowers with one yellow petal. Formosa means beautiful, and it is. And then there's some Berlandiera in the photos, Berlandiera lyrata, a daisy-like flower, yellow petals, which are really yellow ray flowers. It's in the Asteraceae, and those yellow ray flowers surround a maroon disc. The flower is up on a stalk. It's about a foot tall. Sometimes it gets a foot tall. It comes out of a bunch of basil leaves. And listen, Berlandiera lyrata, the fragrance of those flowers floats across the land, and it smells like, listen, chocolate. It smells like chocolate. Yes, chocolate. Is that why they call it chocolate flower, Petey? Yes, that's why they call it chocolate flower. The genus Berlandiera is in honor of the French botanist Jean-Louis Berlandier. He explored what is now Texas and then into Mexico in the early 1800s. The specific epithet lyrata is after the harp-like instrument, the lyre. The leaves are lyre-shaped or appear to be if you're on drugs. And if you want to see Berlandiera lyrata in habitat, if you want to see it in habitat, you need to scurry to the plains and mesas of Santa Cruz and Cochise County and look for it between 4,000 and 5,000 feet in elevation. And like I said earlier, if you can't find it, well, it's in cultivation. Yes, it's a wild plant. It's in cultivation. And you could get some for your personal habitat. And it would remind you, yeah, it would remind you that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.